Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
to make your praise so real.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, yes.
Hey, praise the name of the Lord. You have tuned in to the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God.
Hallelujah.
And we are on fire for the Lord today. Guess what? He woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And wherever you are today, I don't care if you're in China or in Australia or Poland or Germany or England or glory to God, South America, the islands or wherever you're, Greenland or somewhere in the United States, I want you to know that Jesus Christ is still Lord. Wherever you are. God, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with the dynamic, the fantastic, the amazing, the awesome Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Are you there?
Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you. I'm going to tell you, God has moved, has been blessing Pastor Peaches. Seems like she works 48 hours a day. You say, wait a minute now. There's only 24 hours a day. Well, you know, Pastor Peaches, she really gets around a whole lot, feeding the hungry and doing a lot of other things and taking food to this one and that one, all kinds of stuff. It seems like it's 48 hours in a day because that's how much work she gets done. And we thank God for you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you, and I know people in the radio, they love you too. You know that? Did you know that, Pastor Peaches? Now, a lot of folk out there that may not have even seen you in person, they love you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you a favor if you could do this for me. Can you do me a favor?
All depends.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Can you do the housekeeping suggestions so that folk can get prepared for what's coming tonight and what's coming even in the future? Go ahead,
yes.
Pastor
Hallelujah.
Peaches.
Hallelujah. Good evening, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Time to get your Bible, get your composition notebook. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going to write with. Hallelujah. Get your communion elements. Get your cracker, your juice, your milk, your water. Hallelujah. Everything you want to break bread with, you want to have to break bread with us. And don't forget, we're going to have a New Year's Eve watch night service from 10 to 12:30. Hallelujah. From the 31st into starting on the 31st into the 1st. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come and serve the Lord with us. Bring in the new year with us. Hallelujah. And afterwards, we'll have refreshments. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also, the first, there January, Buzzard has a fifth Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Am I mistaken, honey?
No, you're absolutely correct.
January has a fifth Sunday. And on that fifth Sunday, we don't have service. That is Family Fellowship Day. That day, you minister to your family. Hallelujah. I know it's kind of early announcing it, but we'll be announcing it from now until. Hallelujah. But right now, make sure you have your communion elements, have your Bible, your composition notebook, something to write with, and your communion elements, and your listening ears. Call everybody in the house into the room. Put it on speaker. Hook the Bluetooth to it. Whatever. Hallelujah. So you can hear what thus saith the Lord, what God is going to share to with you from the man and woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop.
Praise God. We thank you, Pastor Peaches. And I want to also let you know that tonight's service is sponsored by the the author of the novel The Awakening of a Superhero, published by the Christian Faith Publishing Company. And if you have children that are struggling in school in history and even in English, you need to get this book. It's called The Awakening of a Superhero. It's available on Amazon.com, iTunes Store, and also with Barnes & Noble. You can pick up the book, and you're going to be blessed. It's a novel, but it's whimsical, historical, and it's also spiritual. And everything you can think about in a novel is going to be there. Because you're going to be blessed, but your children are going to be blessed. They're going to be stretched to expand their vocabulary and to expand their knowledge of history, because it's a historical novel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some factual information about history in the book. So, again, that's The Awakening of a Superhero. There is a 50-second trailer on YouTube for you to kind of get a glimpse of what the book is about. And also you can go to iTunes Store or BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com, or you can go to Barnes & Noble Store and say, look here, I want this book, you know, The Awakening of a Superhero. God bless you real good. We thank God, and we thank God for the author of that book. Hallelujah. Amen. To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. But anyway, we're going further, and I want y'all, I know y'all getting together the names that you want to place in the atmosphere of blessing. We've gotten so many reports. We got a report that someone was scheduled for operation. The doctor said they don't need the operation now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's so many reports of God blessing the people that you're placing up into the atmosphere of blessings. You know, when the praises go up, what comes down?
Blessings.
Hallelujah. So we're getting ready to do just that. So begin to think about the names that you're going to place up into the atmosphere. You go ahead and do it, because we're going to be placing people's names up in the atmosphere. And I'm going to tell you, some of the names that you're placing up there, we're placing too. And so praise God. So let's do it all together, because we want everybody that we know that backs against the wall, or they need a miracle, they need a blessing, they need healing, they need money, they need finances, they need a divine intervention. We want them to be blessed. Is that right? Glory to God. Say amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's get ready. As my friend TD says, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's see if I can find the right music to go along with this. Hallelujah. We hope we got it. If we don't, praise God. That's all right. Jesus, I hope it's the right one. Hallelujah. Let's see what it is.
Presence of the Lord is here.
I got it. Hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah.
I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of
Pastor,
the Lord
really
is
makes
here. Oh, hallelujah.
Sister Anna James. Spirit
of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord
Sterling.
Is here.
It's Barry.
I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord
and Scooter and Donya and Tiffany and
the power of the Lord is here. The power of
the Lord is here. And Nefer and Tibet. Hallelujah. Roslyn. Roslyn. Hallelujah. Pastor Don Street. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Louis Christ. Pastor Viola Wright. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Elder QB Stevenson. Dominique. Justin. Hallelujah. Cynthia. Angela Jennings Hill. Elder Rosetta Carey. Ella Manola Carr. Hallelujah. Pastor Christine Olivia James. Pastor Camille James. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Jerry Cleveland. Pastor Pastor Jones, Mr. Lil, hallelujah. Pastor Margie Mercer, hallelujah. Jerry Don Wilson, Harry Warsaw, Mahisha Warsaw, hallelujah. Evangelist Martin Pearson, hallelujah. Charles Huntsville, Charles Howard King, Carolyn Towers, Doug and Teresa Wilson, hallelujah. Trayvon, hallelujah. Maurice, Earl, another Earl,
hallelujah.
Jacob, hallelujah. Raymond Banks,
Arthur Andrews,
hallelujah.
Rachel, hallelujah. Kyle Monty, Angela Smith,
hallelujah.
Ebony Harden,
Christine,
Tanya, Wayne Battle,
another Tanya, Tiffany,
Beckles,
James, Amani,
Tanya Bennett.
Alina, Nelly, hallelujah, Jeffrey, Maria, another Tanya,
Aaron Boston, Bright,
Kathy Luther,
Margaret Brown,
Aaron Harmon,
Aaron Bucknor, Dante Burton,
J.R.,
Kim Butler, Kathy Bird,
Denise
Bird,
and a house,
Virginia,
another
Yvonne Bird.
Hallelujah. Nisi Brown. Brown.
A blessing.
Hallelujah.
Who is a blessing tonight?
Apostle. Apostle Christ.
Young Carter.
Tommy Carr.
Renola Carr.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Gloria. Hallelujah. Marcella Cole. Grace Coleman.
Hallelujah. Yvonne. Hallelujah.
Shelly Curtis. Danielle Curtis. Daniel Curtis. Curtis.
Hallelujah. Dominique. Still another Danielle.
Davis.
Still another Danielle. Hallelujah.
Desiree.
Hallelujah.
Rich Dowell.
Kitty. Little Kitty. Wow. Little
Hound. Dunston.
Anisha. Victor. Julia. John
Emmons.
Little Miss.
Elliot.
Big Mitchell. Hallelujah.
Tony Gennels.
Calvary and family. Hallelujah.
Michael Irving.
Darlene. Hallelujah. Mitchell.
Francis.
Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah.
Nancy Putado.
Pastor Sharon Hawker. Minister James. Hallelujah.
Nancy Garland.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Ray Govard. Leslie.
Hallelujah.
Mary. Keisha.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Gonzalez.
Hallelujah. CJ. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Benjamin Green, Rudolph Green,
Ivan, Hallelujah,
Hall, Nadine Handy,
Monica, another Reggie, still another Reggie, Hallelujah, glory to God, Malachi, another Malachi,
Mr. Harris, Mother Harris, Nadine Harris,
Daheen,
Ron Harris, Anthony,
Hallelujah, glory to God, Zane, Joshua, another Joshua. Hallelujah.
James James, Deacon James,
Victor, Hallelujah.
Bertie Johnson, Bertha Johnson,
Hallelujah.
Joseph, Axel, Lorena,
Rachel,
Shandia,
Hallelujah. Corey,
Dexter Jones,
Hallelujah. Antonio, another Auntie,
Mikey,
Angelo,
Nicholas,
Hallelujah.
Joy McCullough, James Kelly, Carol King,
Marsha,
Hallelujah. Danielle Lawson.
Cindy.
Maxine Lee.
Cindy. Hallelujah.
Anique Lockhart.
Thomas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Teresa.
Teresa.
Aaron.
Hallelujah. Michael Mann. Dot Man.
Hallelujah. Elder Lester.
Emily.
Dale.
Curtis. Olivia Malachi. Rainey.
Hallelujah.
Carson McGill. Lisa McLeod.
Hallelujah. Mary Hadley. Myra. Mona. Kia. Henry, Calvin Hadley, J.R.,
Tony Montone, Valerie,
Samuel, Hallelujah, thank you.
David Moses,
Hallelujah,
Barry Neville,
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, Hallelujah,
Brown,
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, Hallelujah,
Miss test us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing all of those and more, God. We thank you, Lord, for collateral blessings. You know, God, when God starts blessing, you know, God just loves blessing people. He will bless you and your neighbor. He'll bless your dog and your cat. Come on now, because you are his. Hallelujah. He just want to shower his blessings upon you. You know, like when you get out in the rain and you out in the rain and your family's out in the rain, guess what? You get rained on, they get rained on, everybody gets. Well, the glory of the Lord is raining upon you right now. The blessings of the Lord are raining upon you right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. We get it. You know what? Y'all, I know y'all have never heard such in your lives services like this, but we just get a kick out of calling people's names. Hallelujah. You know, I had one brother that listened to me one time, and he said, boy, how you know all these names? Because I started at A, and I went through Z, and called out everybody I knew. The name that was started at A, then go to B and Z. But glory to God. Everybody that I've come in contact with, they done got blessed because I done called out their name. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're going to have one selection, and then after the selection, we're going to have a special feature of Wednesday service. And Pastor Peaches, I know you might be familiar with this special feature. It's called the Children's Corner. And do you know who's in that Children's Corner? God. Ministry, yes, I thought you'd know. It's none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peaches. So after this election, we'll have the next voice you will hear will be of that awesome, amazing, talented, blessed, anointed Pastor Willie Mae Peaches. God bless you. Stay tuned. I hope you got the children around, because they're going to hear something that they need to make it through the day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Children's Corner is coming. It's coming. Coming. It's coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Another week, or you having the knowledge that God has brought you through another week, that's enough to make you glad. Hallelujah. You have your life, your health, your strength. Hallelujah. You haven't come down with anything. Hallelujah. Even if you had, hallelujah, you just have assurance that God's going to bring you through it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But we had so much we can battle the enemy with, which is the word of God, that's something to be glad with. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, what day is it?
It's Wednesday.
Woo, hump day, woo-hoo. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, young people, when I come on here, just know, oh, well, Pastor Peaches, just laugh at me if you want to. It is okay. But when I do that, I think about that commercial on TV with the camel walking through the office, and he says, what day is it? What day is it? And he calls one of the coworkers here, what day is it? He said, it's hump day. Woo-hoo! Oh, my God. I think that's a comical commercial. Because you don't see a camel walking through the office asking people, what day is it? But to know that you're halfway through the week, that's something to rejoice about. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is. To know that God is okay. God, you brought me through half of the week. I know you can take me through the other half.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And we have to grab encouragement wherever we can. But we thank God, and I thank God most of all, for having the word of God, which is, oh, gosh, I don't know anything in this life that is more encouraging than the word of God. Hallelujah. Young people, I just want to encourage you. You come against bullies in school, and not just there, maybe even in your home. The young people that's old enough to be on the job, this is for you too. You may come across all types of people, mostly unsaved and ungodly, and a lot of times they don't want you to say nothing about God to them. Sometimes they say, I just don't like him or her. And it's for no apparent reason. But it's the spirit that's in you that antagonizes the spirit that's in the other person. You don't have to do anything. Hallelujah. People can look at you. When you're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, people can look at you and just tell that it's something different about you.
Yes.
And it antagonizes that ungodly spirit that's in them. But you just keep on being yourself. You keep on loving the Lord. Sometimes these people are trying to make life miserable for you. Everything you do, there's something wrong with it. They may even make up lies and to the supervisor about you and have others looking at you funny and it'll even seem like what they're saying is the truth. Keep holding your head up high. And keep in the word of God. Well, I am here to tell you that you have a weapon which is in the word of God.
Yes.
That you can pray concerning that person. And it is Psalms 35. Hmm. It's also a scripture found in Romans 12:19. I'm gonna read to you Psalms 35 first, because this is a scripture that I used and I was going through a whole lot on the job. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it. You can read it in the King James. I love the King James version. But this is, I'm going to read it in another version, which I usually don't do, because I love the King James. But sometimes it's good to read something in another version sometimes it'll break down the word to give you a better understanding. It's Psalms 35. It says, contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and buckler. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Since they hid their net for me without cause, and without cause dug a pit for me, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit to their ruin. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. My soul being will exclaim, who is like you, O Lord?
Hallelujah.
You pursue the poor from those who those too strong for them, the poor and needy from those who rob them. Ruthless witnesses come forward. They question me on things I know nothing of. They repay me for good and leave my soul for long. Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayers returned to me unanswered, I went about mourning as though for my friend or brother. I bowed my head in grief, as though weeping for my mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. Attackers gathered against me when I was unaware. They slandered me without ceasing. Like the ungodly, they maliciously mocked. They gnashed their teeth at me. Oh, Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from their ravages, my precious life from these lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among thorns of people, I will praise you. Let not those gloat over me who are my enemies without cause. Let not those who hate me without reason maliciously wink the eye. They do not speak peacefully, but devise false accusations against those who live quietly in the land. They gape at me and say, aha, aha, with our own eyes we have seen it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, you have seen this. Be not silent.
Hallelujah.
Do not be far from me, O Lord. Awake and rise to my defense.
Yes, hallelujah.
Stand for me, my God and my Lord. Vindicate me for your righteousness, O Lord, my God. Do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, aha, just what we wanted, or say, we have swallowed him up. May all who gloat over my distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and disgrace. May those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, the Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servant.
Yes.
My tongue will speak of your righteousness.
Yes.
And for your praises all day long.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the other scripture is Romans 12:19. That's about vengeance. It's mine, said the Lord. And in the NIV, it says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Saints of God, young people, sometimes things where people can vex you so, or you just get tired of being picked on, tired of seeing things happening, and you may say, oh, Lord, oh, and you feel like rolling your sleeves up and knocking somebody clean out. But you know what? Walk away. Sing your song in your heart. Excuse yourself from the crowd. Hallelujah. From what the enemy is trying to do. Hallelujah. Pray in the spirit and watch God handle his business. Watch God handle his business. God will come through there just like a natural father, just like a parent.
All right.
Come through there and roll up his sleeves. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen on TV somebody going after a baby bear, and that mother bear stands up, that grizzly stand up on his hind legs, and roar? He get ready to come after the person that's coming after his baby.
Uh-huh.
Believe you me, God does the same way. He feels just like that. He loves you. He's there to protect you. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to call on the name of Jesus. I don't care where you are. Hallelujah. You may see an active shooter, know of an active shooter somewhere, whatever, in the school or whatever, in the name of Jesus. God will protect you. Hallelujah. I've seen him do that for me when I was in school. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget, get up early enough in the morning and give a few minutes of devotion time to the Lord. Hallelujah. God, when you get about God's business, God will be about your business.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He will make you his priority.
Hallelujah.
So you make God your priority. Hallelujah. Honor him in all things. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:5-6. Lean not to your own understanding.
Yes.
Lord, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Him, and he will acknowledge him. Oh, wait. This is scripture my mother always gave us. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Oh, wait a minute.
Hallelujah.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be encouraged and live for the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be changed by what you see. Only be moved. Don't be moved by what you see. Only be moved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus loves you. Be encouraged in the Lord, young people. Hallelujah. Back to you, Bishop Bird. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. You know, as you were sharing that, a bunch of scriptures were just jumping up at me. You know how that happens. Hallelujah. First Chronicles 16:22 says the same thing as Psalms 105:15. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Glory to God. And if that wasn't enough, 2 Thessalonians 1:6 says, God is righteous to recompense, to give to those who trouble you, tribulation. In other words, people better watch out. You are a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. You called on the name of the Lord. They better watch out. They messing with you because they messing with God's property. That's what you are. You're God's property, and God don't play that. Homie, don't play that. He said, that's my child.
Amen.
As Pastor Peter said, boy, I mean, the Spirit of the Lord will stand up like a 10-foot grizzly bear on high and come for you like a freight train. You watch out now.
Right.
And children, do not allow the bullying to go on in your life without you telling somebody.
Yes, yes.
I don't want you to take it in too much so that you go off the deep end and go take a gun to a school and kill those bullies. It messes up your life and a whole lot of other lives. Tell somebody what's going on.
And
if they don't act on what you said, go tell somebody else. And if they don't act, go tell somebody else. And keep on talking. And then you say, Lord, I done told 3 people. Lord, now it's in your hands. Hallelujah. I told 1 for the Father, 1 for the Son, 1 for the Holy Ghost. Now it's in your hands. You take care of this stuff, Lord. Hallelujah. Because that fantastic scripture you read, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I shall repay.
Yes.
Romans 12:19. God bless you. Thank you for the pastor's corner on, the children's corner on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Going.
Everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight.
Yes.
Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Hallelujah.
We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we examine ourselves.
Hallelujah.
And we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53. Verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
First Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 1 and 5 says you washed out sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven.
Yes.
So we comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, your words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully desire the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves, glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. You put your word above yourself. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. So on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for healing already. Thank you for your healing. I said, you already want to win. Said, you want to heal us. Everywhere we hunt. So we thank you, Lord, for every area of our lives, spiritually, local, physical, social, and financial health. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The system of our body.
Hallelujah. Yes.
The allergy system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural greatest miracles all over the world, right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. In the spirit of God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So first, that's the area of Ocordiana. And Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1-2. 2 John chapter 1, verse 12, 13. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for your healing bread today. Thank you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night, the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took also the cup, and when he had given thanks, in my group. This is my new inheritance. I'm giving to you. This is my gift. And I know it in my blood. Let's drink together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12, verse 13 and 14. God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will
pass, I will pass over you.
When I
see the blood, when I see the blood,
when
I see the blood,
I will pass.
I will pass over you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Yes.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly, every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire,
fire,
fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, hallelujah, makes to no effect, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Bear to my heart
the blood of
God. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name.
Precious name.
There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord.
Yes,
and we thank you, Lord, for the family daily confession.
Yes, hallelujah.
Every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth.
I think it's in Jesus' name.
Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're five-fold
ministry gifts.
We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Excuse me. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for Holy Communion today and our family daily confession.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know what time it is now, Pastor Peaches?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. We thank you. You were a poet and didn't know it. Hallelujah. God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father, I don't take this, hallelujah, this opportunity nor this responsibility lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless him, Jesus.
Set the captives free. Save.
Bless him, Jesus.
Today.
In the name of Jesus.
Anointing, break forth on the right hand or on the left. Let your blessings break forth north, east, south, and west in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice receive the harvest of the seed sown tonight, the good seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Satan, we say, if you notice now, hallelujah, that you're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We curse you from the root, command you be bound in Jesus' name. We counsel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic, everything you set to steal, kill, or destroy. Hallelujah, tonight. You are bound in Jesus' name. We ain't going to let you do it in Jesus' name. We curse you. We bind you in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you get the praise. Hallelujah. You get the honor and you get the glory, for it's truly yours. Church, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let the blood washed saints of God say amen.
Amen, amen.
Everybody in radio land say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the dogs and cats say amen. Meow. Woof, woof, woof. Let everything that have breath.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody laughing right now. Sister, Minister Linda, stop laughing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Julie, yes, I know. You said, Brother Bird needs much prayer. Yes, he does. Keep praying for me, y'all. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, one more thing. I need you to read some scriptures tonight. That some will be familiar to you.
Yes.
Because you don't use some of my scriptures. But go ahead anyhow. Read the scriptures for tonight.
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Oh, okay. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. John chapter 14, verse 27. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Romans chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2.
I want to share with you that if you need Pastor Peaches to reiterate that to you, you can call after the service and get those scriptures again. Again, we recommend that you abbreviate the books so that you can keep up with Pastor Peaches as she goes down the list. Hallelujah. So we thank God. In fact, Pastor Peaches, I feel led for you to go down that list one more time. Go ahead.
Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. St. John 14, verse 27. Hebrews 10, 25. Joshua 24, 15. Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. See, there you go, y'all. Hallelujah. Just for a few minutes, I don't know how much time I got left, but I'm going to tell you something. Just for a few minutes, I want to share with you about happiness. That's a good title, isn't it? Happiness.
It is.
Yeah, but the subject of today's message is happiness is a choice, not an emotion. I need you to repeat that so you can get this in your spirit. Happiness is a choice.
Is a choice.
Not an emotion.
Not an emotion.
Okay. Tell a neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Is a choice.
Is a choice.
Not an emotion.
Not an emotion.
Okay. There are two things that you have heard, not just in the spiritual arena, but in the secular arena, too. One word is proactive, and another one is reactive.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to kind of tie those two words, my subject, I would say that happiness is proactive. Emotion is reactive. Several months ago, I mentioned I talked about emotion.
Mm-hmm.
How I gave an analogy. The emotions is like the tail that the dog or cat wags. It's not the eyes or the head tail. And the tail's responsibility is to convey what's going on in the life of that animal. In other words, if you see a dog's tail and it's kind of straight up in the air or wagging like that, you know, it's either one of two things. He's very happy. Or he's getting ready to go to the bathroom. Y'all stop laughing now. Same thing with the cat. If you see the tail down close to the ground,
mm-hmm.
and the and look, flicking a little bit,
mm-hmm.
it's either the response to fear. It's the fear, the fight or flight response it's dealing with. Or it is just in a sick condition. Something's wrong. So in relation to happiness, people have been searching. I'm looking for somebody to make me happy. I'm looking for somebody to make me feel better. You must understand that happiness is a choice. You get up in the morning, you decide whether you want to be happy or not.
That's right.
Because emotions look at what's happening, what you see. Sometimes what you see don't make you feel good. But see, happiness is neutral about what you see. Because the world you could be on a boat and there's water coming in the boat, but you still can be happy. You say, why? Because it's a choice. And that person's on a boat and there's water coming in the boat, I suggest you be happy and you call on the Lord at the same time.
Amen.
But be happy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a choice. Read that first scripture. I gotta expound upon this.
Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding.
Stop. What happens is that our understanding, because we're in this earth seat, is what we see. And we're moved a lot of times by what we see. We don't understand. You got to trust God.
Amen.
Because God wants the best for us. And God wants you to be, you know how God so wants you to be happy and blessed. There's so many scriptures about this, but I love the one in Galatians 5:22. It says the fruit of the Spirit love, joy. Thanks to love is joy as Jesus over you. That's really, but it's a choice. Glory to God. That's a choice that you make to be happy. Nobody can make you happy. You've been looking for somebody to make you happy. Ain't nobody going to make you happy. Because as soon as you look at them and they do something that you don't like, you're going to start feeling sad. Because you respond, you are reactive rather than proactive. What does proactive mean? It means that before something you see happens, you already got your stuff together. You're happy already, no matter what comes or goes. It could be raining, it could be snowing, or the sun could be shining. It don't matter. You begin your day with happiness in your heart. You begin the day with joy. Hallelujah. Joy over you. Glory to God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on now. Amen. You want some strength, you get some joy. Hallelujah. That's your happiness. Me and Jesus happy. Happy together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead and read some more of that scripture.
In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
He is going to direct your path. If you acknowledge God, you don't have to worry about I'm going down the wrong road. No, he's directing your path. Acknowledge him. How do you acknowledge him? You go to his word. Psalms 119:105 says, the word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. He's going to direct you. That's how he's going to direct you. You stay in his word and be happy with his word, because he's right. Who right? Jesus is right. Go ahead. Read some more of that.
That was Proverbs 3:5-6.
That was it. Great.
The next one is John 14:27.
Read that.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you.
See, when you decide to be happy, he gives you peace. He's going to give you peace. After you acknowledge him, after you lean not to your own understanding, but you lean on the everlasting arms, he's going to give you peace. Be on.
Not as the world giveth.
He's going to give it to you like the world give it to you, because you're looking at the world, man, all you see is people shooting and killing one another, people breaking in. There's 80 people go in and break in a store and rob the store, break and stop the street and all that kind of crazy stuff. You see all that stuff? They ain't giving you no peace, so go ahead, be.
Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled.
Don't you be troubled. Don't you be going around sending a litany. Oh, this is a terrible world. What else is new? But he's a good God.
Neither let it be afraid.
He don't want you to be fearful. Some of you Christians say, I'm running for Jesus. I ain't stopped yet. Hallelujah. And they say, well, I ain't going out the house because I'm scared. You know how the people are. I mean, they say, this is mean. They're shooting people all around the other day. You go down a litany of all the negative things. Then when are you going to start choosing to go down a litany of all the blessings, all the things that God is doing that's good? Choose to be happy. Choose to say the good stuff. Don't you pray for me. Lord, we thank you. Even though he's old, and we haven't seen him. You don't have cancer. You don't have this. I don't want you to go down that list. I want you to go, thank you, Lord, that with the stripes, he is healed. He's whole. He's healthy. He's awesome. He's talented. He's blessed. That's what I want you to say. Don't you pray for me and be talking about all the bad things, you know, that could happen. Yeah, we thank God that they don't have rheumatism and arthritis and high blood pressure and diabetes. They go down, you know, and when you call the names of all this stuff, you know what? Unless you're rebuking them, they're coming because you called the name. You got a dog in your backyard, his name is Rover, and you say, Rover, he just start coming if he's a good dog.
Amen.
You know his name. Don't you dare try to pray for me and you go down a litany of stuff. unless you, I repeat, now that's what I'm talking about. I repent such and such. I repent, and I decree and declare wholeness, health, and healing. That's the kind of prayer I want to hear.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
I choose to hear the good.
Amen.
I choose to hear the good stuff. If you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say it all. Don't you dare play over me and you playing all kinds of bad stuff. We thank God that he didn't get hit over the head when he came outside today like a lot of people do. You know, a lot of people get hit over the head and they get them knocked down on the street. And what are you going through all that about? What's wrong with you?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
That ain't a prayer. That sounds like a cursing to me. Who is your Lord? That's why I tell folks in the congregation, I said, when you hear somebody say, praise the Lord, you should come back and say, Jesus is Lord. Because you don't want nobody to be saying all kinds of crazy stuff on you, and their Lord is the devil. Or their Lord is Hare Krishna or Muhammad or some of them other folks.
Hallelujah.
Preachers and toe and all that, toe and foot and all those other crazy religions, glory to God.
Mm.
Yeah, you have freedom of religion. Yeah, you got your choice. But I choose to follow Jesus. I choose to be happy, glory to God. I want to be proactive. You know, act the way you want to feel until you feel the way you act. Mm. I want to be happy. You know, stuff coming. Hey, me and my God are the majority. Is that right? Come on now. Proactive. Read me another scripture. Come on now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Listen to me. Y'all, there's some of your folks, I heard one, like, glory to God. I heard a couple say, well, I don't go to church because I can serve God at home. Yeah. Well, God said, don't fail to assemble yourself together. And we can't do it live. We can do it transcribed. We can do it on the radio. But we got to get together. You know why? Exhorting, what does that mean? That means to encourage one another.
Yes.
See, some of you folks think you're going to church to help the preacher to pay, put some money in the bank. You're getting together with the saints so you can be blessed. So you can be encouraged. That's what exhorting,
yes.
Encouraged to be built up.
Yes.
And to be prepared for the work of the ministry.
Yes.
That's what you, it's for you to be blessed. There's
yes.
Some you're going through, stuff you don't need to go through. But I ain't going to church because the unsaved people are hypocrites in the church. Mm. Using your logic, you ain't going to a hospital when you get sick because there's sick people in the hospital. Is that right? So they ain't going to a hospital because there's sick people there. Baby, you better get your butt. You send sick. You need to go to the spiritual hospital, the church. And if you can't get there in your earth suit, get there on the radio. On the radio. You know, listen to the service. Be what do you call simulcast? What do you call it, virtual?
Yeah.
Go to the doctor's board. The place I never heard of it before. 5 years ago, I never heard of a virtual doctor's appointment. Chuck, I've been on 2 or 3 virtual doctor's appointments.
Mm-hmm.
You can get together. It's your choice. It's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's your choice. Happiness is a choice, not an emotion. You think, oh, happiness has a corresponding thing about emotion, but it's not the emotion. The emotion is saying he's happy. Look, the tail wagging or the dog isn't what's making the dog happy. That's just the response to the happiness of the dog or the cat. He happy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, glory to God, choose to be happy. Don't go searching for happiness. You ain't going to find it out there. As my Spanish sister, it's not, I
Aji. It's Aji. Aki. Not Aji. Aki. It's not there. It's here.
Mm-mm.
It's within you. God put happiness in you. God put his love in you. God put his grace and mercy in you for you.
Hallelujah.
His Holy Spirit, so you can tap into. Stop looking for happiness. It's a, I want to be happy. Well, be happy. It's your choice. I need a wife to make me happy. Okay. No, you're looking for a wife to be a what do you call it? Somebody to cover up to. You want to be happy? You can be happy. You know what? There used to be a. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I don't know the rest of that word. But he says, I'm happy. You can be happy with Jesus alone. But God wants you fulfilled. So it's okay to want to be fulfilled in this earth too, so you too can glorify and praise God. That's why you want to fulfill it, not so it can be consumed upon your own lust, as James says, but that you can fulfill God's mandate for your life. But it's your choice to be happy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
No man, no dog can make you happy. Or they may be able to allow a stress to fall off a little bit. But happiness comes from the inside. It comes, you got the motor. You motivate the happiness from you, from the inside.
Hallelujah.
Read another scripture.
Joshua 24:15.
Yes. Choose you. See, God is always talking about choose. You choose. That's why, look, a lot of folks, I'm going to say this, and they're going to say, oh, Brother Byrne, I am happy when government says what God says. I am not going to go out and kill somebody because government says something contrary to what God says. Because if you do that, you're just as bad. You're worse than the government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm talking about abortion. It's good if they say that abortion is bad because God doesn't like abortion. But it still is a choice. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. If government says abortion is bad, fantastic. If government says that sin is bad, fantastic. If the government says whatever the Bible says, if government says that, fantastic. They co-sign what God already said. Great, personal choice. I'm not going to do like some people have done, gone and blown up abortion clinics and killed people because they didn't like people who kill people. That doesn't even, that's non-secular. That doesn't even make sense. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you're going to commit a sin so you can stop somebody else from sinning.
Lord Jesus.
That really doesn't make sense. So again, God gives you choice. That's what Joshua 24 says. To choose you this day who you're going to serve. If you obey God, if you do what God said do, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's your choice. Hallelujah. Next scripture, Pastor Joshua.
The last scripture is Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
This world is reactive. This world is reactive. God is a proactive God. That's why I said, get saved. Hallelujah. Submit yourself to me. Hallelujah. I will bless you. Hallelujah. He said, look here. Glory to God. Bring all the tithes and offering in the storehouse that you have room enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bring all the tithes and offering to the storehouse that there may be room enough Read that scripture for me. I got to get it right. I can't mess up on the scripture. Malachi, go ahead. Malachi 3, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think Malachi 3, what is that, 8 or 10? Wait a minute. Probably 8.
Malachi 3, it says 3:10, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith.
Thank you, thank you. See, sometimes Brother Berg gets tongue-tied, you know, God. But that is important for you to understand. God is telling you to do something proactive. Why do we do that? What does bringing the tithes of the storehouse, what does that do? Read on, I think 11, 12, go on. Rebuke the devour. Open up the windows of that. What does it do?
It says, and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Okay, hold on just a second. See, this is proactive. You do this before you need the windows of heaven to open, and before you need the devourer hasn't even shown up yet. God is a proactive God. He wants you to be covered before you get to the crisis. Some of you only call on the Lord when you're in crisis. Call on him before you're in crisis. So when crisis comes, and guess what? Believe it or not, if you're on this side of the dirt, life happens to you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Goes around in circles, comes again, good, bad, and ugly. While you're in the good, call on the Lord. Hallelujah. Lean on him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be proactive. So when bad and ugly come, glory to God, you're covered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Be not conformed to this world. This world is reactive. But be ye transformed. Transformed is to happiness is your choice. That's transformational thinking. I gotta wait till Jody comes into my life. I gotta wait till I hit the lottery. I gotta wait till I'm out of debt. I gotta wait till this, that, and the other happens. I gotta wait till the healing is manifested. I thank God for my healing before it's manifested. Glory to God. I thank God for being able to run and jump and leap and dance and all kinds of stuff. I will dance just like David danced. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of the Lord moves in your heart, you better dance like David danced. Hallelujah. When you think about what God has already done, and then you know what he's promised he's going to do, glory to God, even though before it arrives, hallelujah, glory to God, he said, I'm coming on Friday. I'm going to bring you $100,000 on Friday. What do? You're going to wait till Friday to see if it happens? I'm going to start praising God right now. What about you, Pastor Peter?
Hallelujah.
I'm going to start praising him right now. When you're looking for a tangible manifested blessing of the Lord, you don't wait. That was a song that says, don't wait till something happens.
Shout, wait till the battle is over. Shout now.
Shout now. Look here. Them children walking around the walls. The walls were still up. Mm-hmm. People inside, there's many folk crazy. They ain't doing nothing but marching. And then at the end of the march, 7 times that last day, they yelled. And when they yelled, they obeyed God. How they chose to follow what God's instructions. And guess what? The walls didn't just fall down and they had to crawl over. It was polarized as if there was an explosion. Mm-hmm. And it was like dust. The walls were like dust. And the only building and a piece of wall that was what remained standing was the part that Rahab and her family were huddled in. Everything else was flat. Rahab decided, I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to choose to align myself with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of, glory to God, the God of the Israelites, glory to God. And because of that, she had what they call collateral blessings. Not just her, but her family was saved. She called all her uncles and aunts, everybody, hallelujah, hallelujah. I guess she might have even had some dogs and cats up there. Said, come on, get in here. Got them into the building. And the only piece of structure that was left as they marched around that wall, you know, because the houses were built into the walls, too, was her house.
Hallelujah.
She was proactive. Happiness is a choice. It's not an emotion.
Hallelujah.
Emotion is just the tail. It's Johnny come lately after you choose to be happy. Glory to God. See, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all folks is waiting for, I went to John, it was Tom McMahon, to knock on the door with that check for $35 million or whatever it is. Hallelujah. If you need a blessing from the Lord, if you want a miraculous financial blessing, I suggest you choose to start thanking God now. Act like you know.
Amen.
Do it already. Thank Jesus for it. And then one day you're going to open up an envelope and there's going to be $20,000 in a check for you. Or there's going to be $100,000, somebody standing at the door giving you $100,000. Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is a proactive God. He know we're coming down the road because he knows the ending from the beginning, baby.
Amen.
And so he knows. So you be like, the word says, be like him as dear children. Be proactive. You know how God was talking? I don't know what time I got. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, my goodness.
A couple minutes.
Well, look here. He was so proactive because he knew he was going to create man. He put the infrastructure down so man could be sustained.
Amen.
So he could have food and water and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable. I say, oh, Lord, hallelujah, I'm sending our Redeemer. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your people. Lord, thank you for giving to them the knowledge that happiness is a choice.
Hallelujah.
Emotion is a Johnny come lately. It comes after you decide to be happy.
Hallelujah.
Don't look for happiness in another person.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Choose to be happy in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Saints of God, if you'd like to call us after the broadcast is over to get the scriptures, to give us a praise report, or for us to touch and agree in prayer with you, the number to call is 410-444-5152. If you'd like to drop us a line, a communication in the mail, the address your envelope, RYMMPO Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. I ask you to come into my heart. Hallelujah. And I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you're now saved. You have crossed from death unto life. Hallelujah. Give us a call. Let us know, hey, I need a Bible. I want to come to church. Hallelujah. I want to be able to feast on the word of God even while I'm home. Hallelujah. 410-444-5152. See y'all Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Same station. Be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Come on.
We thank you by your name. Lord.